California's had early and mail-in voting for the better part of a couple of weeks now, and tomorrow the polls will feature most of the action as voting ends tomorrow night. One of the things that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail is that he is sure the system is rigged, and he encourages his supporters to not only vote for him, but also make sure there's no chicanery at polling places. But what does that mean for typically conservative Orange County, which may, for the first time in a long time, vote blue in several races? A county which, by the way, has a history of poll watching. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the Trump campaign worried about here?
Well, what are they not worried about? But really specifically here, these allegations that people who are not allowed to vote are going to be voting in droves, specifically illegal immigrants and undocumented immigrants. And this is a canard that's been going around, especially in Orange County, going back at this point, almost 30 years, going back to a very infamous incident that happened in 1988 that really shaped a lot of what Orange County politics is about today.
Well, let's talk about that history with poll watching that caused some legal issues down there, right?
Oh, yeah. In 1988, a general election, an assembly race between the Democrat Rick Tierbach and then the Republican Kurt Pringle, the Republican Party hired poll guards, flat-out poll guards in Santa Ana. It led to a huge lawsuit, a humongous scandal. Eventually, the GOP, Kurt Pringle, and a couple other folks had to make a settlement of $400,000 to Latinos who had filed, you know, alleging voter fraud and discrimination and all of that. And that has cast a shadow over elections in Orange County ever since. And now, of course, you hear these rumblings by Trump, some Trump supporters saying that they want to monitor, you know, they use that word very loosely, monitor what's going to be happening tomorrow.
Well, I I'm curious what monitor means. Does that mean you're going to just walk up to people and see how they vote? Or are you going to just hover? What does monitoring mean?
That's a question for those folks. Of course, there is election law that says you can't intimidate people. So what happened in the 88 election, there was people with signs saying illegal immigrants cannot vote. Flat out, that is voter intimidation. So you have to be a certain amount of feet away from a polling station before, you know, you could ask people how they voted before you start having protest signs and whatnot. But again, this idea that the game is rigged against the Republicans in Orange County, that's an old story. In 1996, infamously, Bob Dornan, the congressman at the time, he alleged that a bunch of undocumented immigrants had voted for Loretta Sanchez. There was a humongous investigation that went all the way to Congress, and it turned out that Loretta won the election fair and square.
What are some of the big choices on the ballot in Orange County, Gustavo, that could politically change the game here? What's at stake here?
Oh, no. This election can be huge for the Democratic Party in Orange County and really signal the demise again of the GOP in Orange County. I mean, some of the big races all the way down in South County, in the congressional district, Daryl Issa, the incumbent, really tough election against Doug Applegate, you know, his opponent. In northern Orange County, you have Young Kim, state assemblywoman, trying to fight off the former assemblywoman, Sharon Quirk Silva, who Young beat 2 years ago. For supervisor, of course, you have Andrew Doe, the incumbent, fending off a tough challenge for Michelle Martinez, Anna councilwoman, you know, and then Anaheim and Garden Grove, first year they have district elections, a lot of interest in those. And district elections, by the way, might change Orange County politics forever in the sense that it's allowing for more minority candidates and also more Democratic candidates. It allows them a better chance of winning.
So there's a lot riding on the line here. What have polling officials, Gustavo, said about all this? Will there be watchers of the watchers?
Well, you know, Neil Kelly, the head of the Registrar of Voters, he's an okay guy. So far, he's just been counting the absentee ballots. Young people so far have not been voting much in droves, although that said, young people tend to show up on election day, and he is expecting record turnout. So as always, you know, it doesn't matter who you're voting for as long as you vote. That's what really matters.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.